It's Monday, February 25th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. The Education Bureau of the Chinese District of Leshan has launched a campaign to eradicate religious belief in kindergartens, which includes forcing schoolchildren to sign an atheist manifesto, promising to avoid religious activities, reports Breitbart.com. The commitment statement includes the declaration, quote, "I will adhere to the correct political direction, advocate science, promote atheism, and oppose theism," end quote. Plus, the new campaign forbids schools from hiring new teachers who hold religious beliefs. China's ruling Communist Party under President Xi Jinping has made the forced separation of children from religious influence a hallmark of its efforts to enforce China's official atheism. A high-risk opposition campaign to deliver humanitarian aid into Venezuela descended into chaos Saturday after President Nicolas Maduro's security forces fired on demonstrators and aid trucks were set ablaze as the blockade held firm, reports AFP News. Tragically, two people, including a 14-year-old boy, were killed in clashes with security forces on the Brazil-Venezuela border. Opposition leader Juan Guaido, who's been recognized by America and many other countries around the world as the official, legitimate Venezuelan president, had set a Saturday deadline for the delivery of food and medical aid, stockpiled in Colombia and Brazil. Following President Trump's December announcement that he would be pulling all U.S. troops out of Syria, he has decided to leave 200 troops in the Middle Eastern country in order to keep the peace, reports Christian Headlines. In reaction to New York's abortion law, which removes protections for babies born alive after a botched abortion, and Virginia's attempt to do so as well, Republican Senator Ben Sass of Nebraska introduced the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act last month. Since it will be voted on in the U.S. Senate today at 5 p.m., it is absolutely urgent that you call both of your two senators immediately, urging them to vote for this important anti-infanticide bill.
In a few minutes, the United States Senate is going to have an opportunity to condemn infanticide. 100 United States senators are going to have an opportunity to unanimously say the most basic thing imaginable, and that is that it's wrong to kill a little newborn baby. Every senator will have the opportunity to stand for human dignity, to stand for the belief that in this country, all of us are created equal. Because if that equality means anything, surely it means that infanticide is wrong. In Virginia, disgraced Governor Ralph Northam tarnished the American idea of equality under law. He betrayed the universal truth of human dignity, and he turned the stomachs of civilized people, not just in this country, but in every country on earth. Governor Northam endorsed infanticide. Infants could be kept comfortable and resuscitated, and also